What's up, y'all? Welcome to Brown Bag Podcast. This is episode 13.
13.
I'm Letty.
Daddy Duno.
Daddy Duno. And 10K Vic. Ow! He's 10,000 followers deep on Instagram. How's it feel?
10,000 followers on Instagram. You know what? I just want to, you know, thank a few people.
Go ahead.
Only myself.
Ooh.
And we can move on now.
Oh, you're different.
Actually, no.
Oh, you're different.
No, I gotta thank y'all. No. Y'all made me famous. Yeah.
Shout out to everyone that followed Vic.
You know, I was just this, like, you know, young, up and coming. Nobody knew who I was. You know, influential on the side, kind of person behind the scene. Like 3 months ago, and then all of a sudden, now I got 10K.
That's fire. Shout out to Vic and all of Vic's followers.
Yeah, I got a lot of single mom followers, and shout out to y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm a keep replying to y'all, keep shooting me the hard eyes and the DMs, you feel me? Like,
you guys have a lot in common, huh?
You feel me? Yeah.
So like relationships.
Hey, you feel me?
Can't keep a good one.
Like, it's like every time new follower, I'm like, oh, three kids, cool. Like,
I have one, but hey.
They're really responsible.
Who's counting?
This conversation. This is episode 13. We want to thank you for tuning in this long. We're getting bigger and bigger. And yes, Duno still wants to be here. We're straight off of our carne asada. It's like Labor Day was the unofficial end of summer, if you didn't know. So now we're supposedly in fall.
Fall vibes.
Do you feel the fall vibes already?
Yeah, more girls are in my DMs because I'm bigger.
Oh, for like the cuddling.
Facts. But I'm not replying.
Good job. Why?
Because they don't want me year round, you feel me?
Wow. You got to want him in the summer too.
Facts. When I'm sweating.
Yeah, I'm definitely realizing the stupid shit I'm falling for. Now, you know what I'm saying? I'm
like, I got that was weak.
I didn't execute it. Like, it sounded cooler.
Oh, like he's falling for it.
It sounded cooler in my head.
That was sick.
It sounded cooler in my head.
Candy, get it together, please.
If you hear a voice, if she, it's not, it's Kathy, our new intern, we hope, and she's going to brown bag whoever fucks up. What qualifies as a brown bag?
Can you put a flashback to episode one?
No, because that's too much editing. Can you just re-explain what the brown bag is? And who came up with it, please?
I did. Okay. The brown bag was official. The brown bag was made by me. Mm-hmm. It was just to, I guess, minimize. Wow, you see me?
That was good.
It was supposed to kind of like monetize my language. Oh, another one.
Monetize my language. That's a bar.
Oh, that's a bar. You put money when you talk?
Yeah.
No, but it was more. Oh, damn, I'm dumb because I'm checking myself. But I meant like monetize, like clean up my language. So it'd be more.
Oh, you meant sanitize? It actually
the other one makes
cooler.
Sense though.
Yeah. Makes sense. So, hey, yeah. Tomato, tomato. You feel me?
Okay, sanitize your language.
Yeah, so it was more like to keep me from cursing so much because I'll be cursing a lot.
Using misogynistic language.
Exactly.
ETC,
using, you know, very things that are just not appropriate. Oh, we're on the road today.
I'm so proud of you.
He came prepared.
Yeah.
He was reading the dictionary all weekend.
Spell it.
Appropriate? Appropriate.
Hey, no, you know, one thing.
How many syllables?
Appropriate. Four syllables.
One thing I noticed about Duno is that, like, if you ask him a question he doesn't know the answer to, he just repeats the word right after. Appropriate?
Yeah.
Appropriate? Buying himself time.
So we're not going to spell it.
No.
Okay.
We don't need to.
Holy. Thank God Apple, huh? They be correcting the fuck out of me.
That's true.
Yeah, nah, but
we
it was
become reliant
kind
on
of
it.
More so I won't be like, because I know a lot of you guys, everybody was raised to speak different or was just raised with a different type of lingo. So I use bitch a lot. A lot of things that might be offensive to beautiful women. Mm-hmm. And then Letty's a beautiful woman, older, so she's a little more knowledge than me. Very, what's the word for?
Mayor?
No, what's the word for me still kind of being ignorant?
Immature?
Immature. Immature is very like a reach. Like,
I feel immature is better than ignorant. Ignorant means like.
Or like I'm a piece of shit.
No, like you're not smart. Like you don't, or like you don't know better.
I mean, okay, immature in certain aspects. So then,
That's so why now the brown bag time, was created.
Every time somebody says something that is like inappropriate,
cringe,
you know, cringe, whatever, you throw a dollar in the brown bag.
And so we have our hopeful intern, Kathy, here. And I only say that because I hope that you make it past these guys.
Because, I'm a picky boss shit.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, you feel me? I learned from Letty, by the way.
She will say,
Brown bag.
There we go. Okay.
Maximo, yeah.
We're so happy.
Oh my God.
This is going great. No, but we're straight off of Labor Day. Labor Day was the unofficial end of summer. I think we killed the end of summer. We had a barbecue with like a grupo. That shit was fire. I didn't know how hard it was to book a grupo. It was my first time booking one. You have to know how many members, mm-hmm. what instruments. And I just thought it's like mariachi, or like you just order a mariachi, right? Yeah. And then some of them suck. And some of them are really good. We got a really good grupo. Yeah. I don't know their name.
You for sure struck.
Yeah.
Like if you hit a
that
home
was,
run.
Yeah, that for was the first group.
I didn't been through a couple foul balls.
Yeah.
A couple strikeouts.
What happens when they're not good? You just like get drunk enough
get
to not care?
So yeah. They sound good.
Till they sound good.
Or yeah, or just kind of motivate him with certain things. Yeah, chill.
Okay, I see where it's going though, but
great
I get it.
Great food, you feel me? You gotta, if we gotta build the relationships, kind of like when like
got it.
You have a friend that sucks or something, but you don't know how to tell him. You just kind of like
just
build this like glass wall, so you kind of just be like, yeah.
How come groupers are always better after their first break? What do you think that is? They go to the car and they come back and they're just like,
they're just
let's
so
go,
happy.
Let's go.
It's because, they do a lot of like inhaling.
They do a lot of breath work.
They take deep breaths.
Great meditation.
Pericaso.
Oh my gosh. No, that group was really cool. I think they had a good time. I apologize for the food.
Oh yeah,
it took a while.
If you guys didn't
no,
see
no, but
my,
it took a while.
Oh, I didn't
to
even
get there.
Yeah, because I'm gonna keep it a thousand. That bugged me. Like,
yeah,
it's I wanted to like my whole time I was like, I'm not gonna eat all day. That's hard for me.
Yeah,
yeah.
I sleep and I eat at the same time. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So I woke up.
Dangerous.
I didn't eat.
That's a dangerous.
That sounds dangerous.
No, I know. I was saying I was just making fun of myself. You get it?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So I woke up and I was like, yeah, I'm about to go eat some like you know a good ass meal.
It was good.
Oh yeah. Oh no, it was fire. Yeah. But then I pull up, and then Bernie started to cook the meat.
Yeah.
So there's alcohol and Doritos and Tapatio and Limon.
We got so drunk.
So I just got a plato of Doritos, Tapatio, Limon, and a lot of Don Julio sauce.
A lot of Don Julio.
You know what's fucked up? That I made guacamole and I love my guacamole, right?
So fire.
But Jorge, my husband, is, and I'm like, let me take out the guacamole so people could have guacamole and chips while we wait for the food. And he's like, no, they need the guacamole for the food.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
The food. I honestly didn't try it with the Doritos, but trying Doritos, honestly, Doritos has to be key. Hot Cheetos are honestly for kids.
And I'm you still a eat kid.
Yeah, I know, but listen, but
okay.
As I get older, I start eating less chips like carne asadas. Doritos is key. It goes with everything.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
You could like scoop the rice with it, the beans, you feel me? The queso, the guac, the chile.
Yeah.
Like anything goes with
you
it.
You couldn't do that with hot Cheetos.
No, no way.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't even gonna lie, but I ate hot Cheetos with pozole before.
Hot Cheetos on the pozole.
No, not but hot Cheetos, Doritos.
Oh, okay.
I scooped a little semilla.
Oh, that's fire.
Gas.
That was good. It all was good. And shout out to Vic's son, because I have never seen a kid come. Like, he literally rolled up. They were all the kids were playing in the yard. And he took off his shirt. He got into, like, a little Lambo that we had there. And he was just driving, like, a little pimp. And I was like, dad's son.
Oh, no, in the bike. You know, like, baby boy.
Oh, yeah, he was just riding. He's like, Dad, can I take off my shirt? And I'm just like, yes. And then he's just like, all right, wet boys.
Yeah.
When he said wet boys, I thought about all the things I say before boys with all the homies. I was like, oh, he's going to become one of us.
My son is literally like a just super turned up version of me, pretty much.
I've had a comedy show.
Oh, yeah. He went up and told jokes. He was so comfortable. He's usually like, he's shy sometimes, but he was super comfortable. He's just running around, shirt off, playing with all the kids, like just doing his thing. It was dope.
But Labor Day was great. Labor Day weekend was great. But one thing that we didn't get to see this Labor Day weekend was Oscar De La Hoya fight. He has COVID. I'm saying that with a question mark. And I think since he's been such a villain in our show, we can't not talk about this. Like, we have to talk about it. We talk about every other Hoya instance. So how do we feel about Oscar De La Hoya and his COVID situation?
Well, the COVID thing, I don't know. I mean, people are saying like, oh, it's bullshit. He doesn't want to fight. But I don't know how to feel about it. I'm never going to just sit there and be like, oh, this guy isn't sick, because who knows what people are feeling or whatever. But he did like an interview came out that like showed like a few months ago that I don't know how long ago it was. But he was talking about like, yeah, you know, I was raped and molested as a kid. And it just made me look at him different. I was just like, damn, like, right. I feel bad kind of for, like, making fun of him somewhat, right. like, to be honest. Because, like, honestly, we know that, you know, he might, you know, do a lot of inhaling, you know, as Duno would say. And, but it all like, when you think about it, it all comes from a place.
Yeah, everything like a has a source. Mechanism. Yeah.
Everything has a source. And we thought it was just because he was just like
a fool.
A fool on top of the world, supposedly, and going to do his thing and blah, blah, blah. But like, he's probably dealing with a lot of shit. And he even said mm-hmm. that he's like, I've been dealing with a lot of shit my whole life. So you never know what someone's going through.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I kind of, you know, I feel bad. I will no longer be making fun of Oscar De La Hoya until wow. further notice. Yeah. I have a truce with him. So until he does something else, maybe. That will change my mind, but until further notice.
You feel can me? I be honest?
Yeah.
I feel like that would happen to him as a kid. You can. I think we talked about this off camera. Where like, you know, there's nothing to be played for. You feel yeah. me? Like, man. Unfortunately, I know a lot of the homegirls that went through a certain type of thing, mm-hmm. and you know that's mentally fucked up. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like nobody gets ever past that. But I remember my homegirl one time telling me it was like, "You guys make me feel like." Comfortable again, like with myself and being like mm-hmm. a woman and being trustful and like, you know, and she's like, and she told me like, bro, dealing with it was like the hardest, but like, and you never really get over it. Cause dude, like that's a mental trauma shit. You feel mm-hmm. me? Like
they're called like emotional scars.
Like, yeah. Fool, like healed. What the fuck? Yeah. Dude, that's, you know, but, so yeah, you know, shit, it is Oscar De La Hoya. So we do like, damn, that's kind of fucked up. We make fun of him a lot. We talk a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to backpedal on the talking shit, but I am going to be very open-minded to what happened to him as a kid. And, you know, hopefully the homie went to the homie. I said the homie.
He's the homie now?
Yeah, I want you guys to understand that we never were like, hopefully he dies. No, that's
like that. Yeah.
That's why, before you brought out him, I was going to be like, man, I'm going to treat it like if my homies had COVID. Ah, you can't go out. You got to stay inside now because obviously you don't want nobody to die.
Oh, yeah, no, like, no, yeah, no, no, no way. So yeah.
Hopefully he gets better. Emotionally, mentally, it's okay to go.
And recover some therapy. COVID.
Yeah, man. I know you might not ever get over that. But shit, live life, bro. Enjoy it. Please don't die. Because, you know, we want to be able to keep going back and forth with you. Hopefully one day you see and you talk shit about us.
Yeah, hopefully we have him as a guest on the podcast. Yeah,
we just got into it. But on the more serious note about his interview, what he brought up, that's, you know, hopefully he gets better off that one day.
Yeah. Also this weekend, on a brighter note, I think this weekend a lot happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the Fools Gone Wild show, which is your biggest show that you've ever done, right?
Facts.
Happened at the Noble. It was insane because it was in L.A. Like, it's not like you went out of state. This is where you're from. And you killed it. You were amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, take us through.
And we were there, too. Like, we could. Yeah. But I'm telling you that this whole weekend, we did the car wash for my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Then later that night, we did the Fools Gone Wild.
Yeah.
And then we had the carne asada to, like, end it all off. So I think we had an amazing, like, Labor Day weekend, or to end off summer.
Absolutely. And, yeah, it was cool. We seen each other a lot.
Yeah.
We
spent a lot of time together, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We did.
Damn.
That's why when we came here, I was like, damn, already?
It's like a recording again. Yeah.
But yeah, just take us through, you know, like kind of like beginning to end your experience hosting the Fools Gone Wild show and just like give your point of view. Share it with the people, basically.
Tough crowd. Not with me. But.
So what, like what you went on, you were the second person to go on?
I was. Shout out Sandra. She was the first girl to go on. She just DJed, kind of did her set. Okay. She was killing it with the music, by the way. I could hear from, like, the TV
mm-hmm.
backstage in the green room.
You had a green room with the TV?
Yeah. Wow.
Sheesh. Talk about it. How different is the Novo?
This is the most player shit ever. I showered at the Novo.
Oh, my gosh.
This food different, dog. So
you could never say that.
No, I've never have never done that. No.
I showered at the Novo. I can't wait to be I showered at the Forum.
Staples Center.
Yeah, I saw it at the Novo. Man, it was super, like, legit. We went through, like, it was dope. I had all my homies. Unfortunately, I couldn't bring every single homie to the backstage. But what I did do was have a huge list and all my family and friends.
Yeah.
My mom was even there. I gave my mom a huge shout out. She was, like, in the VIP section. She was like, oh, my God, my son.
Your mom moshed?
Yeah, my mom did mosh pit, I think, with two Red Store Bums, Tumbleweed. Man, it was amazing, bro. 2,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dope because it was like, it was the first time I actually ever planned for a set. Shout out Kylie and Lady, by the way. But it was the first time I ever planned. So I was like, okay.
The songs you were
like, we
play.
Went for sound check, and I was like, this, all right, you know, I kind of like.
This leads up to that. This leads up to that.
Yeah, exactly. And I've never done that before, so it was a lot of pressure. I ain't gonna lie, I felt nervous as fuck. I was like in the curtain before, like, shit, fucking my DJ press play, and I was like, oh, fuck, that, don't fuck this up.
Yeah.
And I was just like, man, fuck these fools, man. I wouldn't, like, on do no more, like, on, like, yeah. I've been my
like
whole
what
life.
You would have done
it's good. It's just different, though, right? Because the stage is huge.
2,000 people.
And the stage itself is like, you're not walking around a little square box. Like, it's literally, like, huge.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, 100 people could fit on that stage.
Yeah, bro. It's amazing. It was dope. I feel like I killed it. I feel like I did an amazing job.
Yep.
I played all the right records for that right crowd.
Yeah.
Shout out the crowd, by the way. Their energy was mad. Like I said, I knew it was harder for some artists because it's a comedian page. So your crowd isn't good. You know, they're not.
It's a like a meme page.
Whether the artist performed.
The Apollo crowd for like Latinos. Apollo is like a legendary like place where people would perform comedians.
Oh, okay, singers, okay. I'm
and home. If they sucked, they got booed off stage.
Okay, like, so Foos Gone. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Foos Gone Wild built this image. A very great image. Very like whether people want to. Man, I seen from gangbangers to rockers to my mom not even knowing English watching like just people perform and like talk the shit. And like she watched like Kid Frost. My mom did not know who Kid Frost was.
I feel like your mom might know who Kid Frost is.
No, she for sure does. She probably knows the song but doesn't know him.
What?
Oh, well, that's him. That's him. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, like this from Rasa?
Yeah, she probably knows. Like, she probably heard it, like, in, like, certain movies or, like, shows. But she's never
doesn't
been, like,
that
oh,
that's the guy
oh,
that Kid Frost. No, yeah,
never.
Yeah, yeah.
She never said Kid Frost before.
El Niño Frost.
Yeah,
El Niño Frost.
Yeah. No, but that was dope. José Luis.
Yeah.
Was amazing.
How did you feel? I feel like you felt really excited.
Oh, when I, yeah.
Vic Sahayman started taking off his clothes.
Mucha ropa. Mucha ropa.
No, honestly, so, yeah, I got there as soon as Duno was ending his hosting set. It was like 10 minutes. And then that went into Cypress' set, which Cypress didn't let them get off stage. He made them perform as rappers.
Oh,
so that's
Duno
when Jakarta.
I for sure was nervous.
Denner and Double P came out.
For rapping, not for me. I'm over it.
But you keep doing it.
Yeah, because I love
and
my
you
homies.
You have more, right? You have more coming?
Oh, yeah, one more tape, that's it, and I'm done.
And so I saw that. I got to witness that. I was, like, upstairs in, like, the balcony just watching that. It was hella cool. Watching just, like, damn, like, these fools are really on the Novo stage right now.
Fast, too.
And you can tell that everybody was a little nervous. They were trying not to face the crowd as much. Like, they're rapping. They're turning their back real quick. I'm like, oh, don't turn your back on the crowd. It's, like, 101. But again, it's like a huge platform. It's a huge stage.
Yeah.
It's different. You know what I'm saying? So I got to see that. Then I went like downstairs to like the other little lounge and it was cool. Then I like, you know, met up with the homie Dom and like, you know, met you guys, you and Lachetto and, you know, was talking to a few other of the homies. And then Callie was like, oh, let's go backstage. I'm like, all right, cool. So then we go on stage at right as like Lil Mr. E is about to come out. And then I look to the left of me. And José Luis Sin Censura's there. And I'm like, bruh.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo. I'm like, legend. I was already a little lit by that time. So I'm just like, oh, shit.
So Vic was like, hell yeah.
I was like, I need a fucking picture. Mm-hmm. So everybody's like taking pictures. Cypress like, oh, I need a picture with him. I'm like, all right. I'll get a picture.
All of us just talking to him like this.
I'm like, I'll get a picture of you if you get a picture of me. And I was like, all right. So we trade. I get a picture of him. I'm just like, damn, like. It was just hella cool because you see this guy on like on TV and all this shit. And it's just like a legendary thing for like Hispanics of just like everybody seen that show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people want to call it like the Mexican Jerry Springer.
Nah, bro, it was dope that he talks. He didn't talk.
He acknowledged
shit,
that,
but he was like, no. He said, he's like, man, that's not what I am. I'm also listening to Suda. He like, he's like, stop comparing me to Mario. That's not who I am.
Yeah,
like I'm my own person. Like,
yeah,
it's super cool ass fool, right?
Yeah, he was hella cool. He understood, I think, what was going on, that it was, like...
Memorable.
It was respectful to him, but it was also, like, comedic that he was there. You know what I'm saying? It's not like we were taking him as a joke. It was just, like, surreal almost.
Do you guys think we'll ever know who Lil Mr. E is?
I mean, we know who he is.
No.
Oh, you think he might ever like just world, be like, guys. Yeah.
No, probably not. No, that's the whole point of like a little mystery.
Yeah. I know, but like Weekend, you didn't know who he was at first. Like everyone kind of gets revealed at some point.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, in a few years, like the person behind the page will come forth, you know, because everything has an evolution. Mm-hmm. It was funny because I seen him like in the little lounge and like nobody really knows what he looks like, right? Unless you've actually met him. Mm-hmm. So I walked up to him and I was just like, hey, congrats, bro. And he's like, what? And I was just like, congrats. And he's just like, oh, okay, okay, for sure. Like, he doesn't know that certain people know.
He's not even used to people.
But I remember him from, like, before he did that, before he started Fools Gone Wild. So it was just like, it was a trip.
Very generous person.
Super cool guy.
Very what?
Like, very unassuming. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't walk around like, oh, shit, like, I'm the shit. You know what I'm
saying? Super cool. So that was a cool ass fool.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a really dope time.
You're a cool ass fool.
I am.
You're a cool ass fool, too.
Dude, I know when my price went up.
Ooh. You talk about it.
Yeah. Gotta meet me with that budget. You feel me?
Okay.
Yeah, it was a dope ass time though for sure.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had fun. I had to be like in and out because of my babies and they have like a curfew. And legit they do not go to sleep without me.
Yeah.
So but it was cool. I enjoyed seeing you. I saw the mosh pit and that made me so proud because I know we had just talked about you growing up as a rocker and your mom moshing and stuff. And for like the crowd to like partake in it, it was just so cool. Like, that was my favorite part.
That shows fire.
But let's get into Don't You Know I'm Local. Besides the Novo show, Fools Gone Wild, EDD, guys, your unemployment benefits. Yes, tuo. People are saying, like, get a job, but also the job market is not the best either. So we're not here to say that. We're just here to talk about EDD being over with.
You mean Mind the Vic Scammer homies?
No, you know what I seen today? I seen that a lot of companies are raising like benefits and stuff like that for incoming employees, and it's like
incentives for people.
And stuff like that, because a lot of people, they had the opportunity to work, but they were like, why am I gonna go work if I could just sit on my ass and spend time with my kids and make similar money? Like, it literally, like, I feel like it kind of broke the like glass ceiling of like, why are we working to a lot of people if we can make nearly as much on unemployment? And it made like capitalism like damn near like implode in people's mind. Like, this shit doesn't make any fucking sense.
Have you ever been on unemployment?
I have.
After Puerto Loco? Mm-hmm. Are you on unemployment now?
No, I wish. No. Making too much money now, fun. One thing I learned growing up Mexican, don't play with the IRS.
Facts.
True. Credit is everything, and they will hunt your ass down, whether it's tomorrow, today, or 10 years later. You gonna pay somebody.
Or the INS.
But I ain't gonna lie. Before, what's crazy is that COVID hit, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this full time, but I was not making ends meet, so I was like, I gotta do unemployment, and I did it. And I never like did the whole scam shit, but I just regularly did unemployment, and then when I started making money, I was like,
you started doing the scam.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I don't need that no more. You know this, and then honestly, it kind of motivated me to be a little lazy, because I used to be like, I don't really got a host today.
Imagine being motivated to be lazy. Like, that's like a oxymoron.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, but that shit was But yeah, all like you said, the job market isn't like it's a job here, there. But
there's a lot of jobs, but they're not paying.
Yeah.
But if you can find something. Man, get a trade if you really don't know what you want to do and you feel like, you feel me? Get a trade, please.
Get your hustle on.
I promise you, I wish I would have got a trade. Even now, I wish I would have had a trade.
Mm-hmm. Like a career?
Yeah, like, bro, I have homies that are making 90 bucks an hour doing electrician work at LAUSD, and they're there for 2 hours and get paid for a whole 8-hour shift.
You want to do that?
No. Like, the 2 years I was wasted at Puerto Loco, I should have gone to school, and then this would have cracked off, and if this never works, have a fucking backtrack to fucking, you feel me?
A backup plan.
Backup plan. That would have been fire.
Yeah.
Mechanic, plumber, bro, is something you always need.
Mm-hmm.
Please, don't go to school and waste your fucking 2 years on what does this call your general ed if you feel like school is not for you.
Yeah.
Don't live your fucking parents' dreams, bro, please. Oh my god.
Or don't like major in like something stupid like,
bro, like nobody art. Needs shoot.
Oh my god.
Some fool, yes, please.
Like, come on, like, why are you gonna major in art?
If you're good, it's gonna work.
Why are you gonna major in what the fuck people major in, like, history? Like,
yeah.
Are you going to be a history teacher? No. Like, it, people just, like, there's... If, the fact that those are even, like, viable options to major in are so stupid to me.
I have homies that, like, literally just wasted 2 years in general ed, and they're like, but we couldn't do school. Right now, they're going to school and a trade tech for mechanic, learning everything.
Hands-on.
They're in love, fool. Mm-hmm. They're so happy to be at school, fool. Like, yeah. Fool, look what I just learned. They want to... do everything with my car. I'm like, go at it, my boy. Because generally, you didn't teach me shit.
Because yeah. It's practical shit that you can use, walk no, out I of there
you,
and use.
You found something. I'm not saying you got to amazingly love it. But you got to, you know, like, you want to live your parents' dreams, live it with money, fool. Like, you know, the benefits come great at LAUSD for being an electrician.
Right.
Bro, perfect example. Denner could build you a whole fucking fence around your house.
Really?
Bro, Denner is, bro, like, yes. He's the one that told us, fool, if you're going to do a fucking trade.
Like an actual fence?
Bro, like yes. Wood? Like, yes. Anything. Denner could put the shit. Shout out Denner.
Shout out to Denner.
Denner being older than us.
Now I need a photo of Denner.
You feel me? Well, he be putting us up. Oh, Denner.
Yeah. No, also, with this extra money, I hope that, yes, however you spent it is on you and however you want to spend it, but I hope that... if you had a dream to do some side shit, but you never had the money or you never had the time, you put it into whatever business you think you might have wanted to. Like, I've seen so many girls pop up either with their eyelash business now or their nail business now, or, like, just anything that they wish that they could have done when they didn't have time or money. And I just hope that serves you well. Like, that to me is, like, the best use of that money, because now you can have a whole new life. Mm-hmm. So shout out to everyone that did that. And if you didn't do it, maybe now think about where you're putting your money in, and if invest in yourself type of shit.
Financial freedom.
Yeah.
I think it's dope.
I did bullshit with that money, and I learned from that. Fucking rim is fire.
Hey, yo.
It's this. Shout out to Michi Chewy.
Shout out Michi was Chewy. Fire.
That's too much. I can't just fucking...
Just try it.
No, fool, you haven't seen me for the last... You were talking for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, pero ya no tienes, güey.
I'm okay, fool. There's a lot of...
Okay.
If I know my limit, güey.
Okay. You know your chamoy limit?
Yeah. Like, I could eat candy, but I can't... I can't finish a whole bag. I gotta give it away or throw it away or something.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no way. Oh, I thought you were gonna...
Okay,
I
gonna let's get into cooler culo. Because I saw this post, and shout out to one of our followers. She DM'd it to us, and her name is like Smissies or something like that. It's like S-S-M-Y-S-S. So say that. Smissy. S-S-M-Y-S-S.
Smims?
Smiths. Shout out to you. She showed us these new pants from Balenciaga. And it's basically like boxers showing through some sweats. How do we feel about that? And they're running for like a G or more.
You're making fun of our culture.
Oh, yeah, that shit ghetto.
That shit ugly. That shit ugly as fuck. I would never buy that. Honestly, if I would never even ever buy Balenciaga shoes.
Oh, the ones that look like socks? The Balenciagas. The ones that look like socks.
Yeah, no, I'm not buying that.
Yeah, I think, I seen that picture too. I think they were terrible, like just from like a fashion point of view, but like the thing with fashion is like it's kind of similar to the art shit that I have a real problem with.
Yeah, but yeah, Balenciaga just did what's his name did?
Damien Hirst.
Yeah, Balenciaga literally did what he did with clothing.
Their whole goal is to know that some shit is ugly and try to make it cool.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying? Like they tried.
I dated a guy that was not ugly and dressed like that, but it was not no Balenciaga.
No, but
the thing is, it was neighborhood t-shirt store.
It was ghetto. It was unsightly. Yeah, like, that's what people were like, oh, yeah, that's not allowed in here. And then all of a sudden, like, probably like 10 years ago, they wouldn't even let you in Balenciaga if you were dressed like that. And 10 years later, they're selling it on the racks for $1,000. Like,
culo.
That shit's just so, like, hypocritical to me.
Yeah.
And culo.
And I always look right through the bullshit because people are like, oh, wow, look, it's so fashion forward and like they're so daring, and it's like, shut the fuck up. You guys suck.
On the runway, like, fucking dumbasses.
I can only like imagine.
You guys are fucking idiots. Like, am I the only fucking sane person here? Like, nobody else sees what's going on?
Would you be mad if you were to pull up to and then a rapper was just wearing that?
I don't think a rapper would. Party? It would definitely be like Kendall Jenner's next 818 campaign for her tequila. Is the tequila and those Balenciagas and her cornrows that supposedly the Kardashians created.
Oh,
so it would just be like a full on appropriation. Yeah. Yeah, I think one of them, either Kim or Kylie, had cornrows. And one of the magazines was like, oh, this new fashion trend from, like, this new hair trend from the, and it's like,
they also invented lip gloss.
Yeah, what else did they true that.
Sex tapes, they invented sex tapes.
Probably did.
They invented, they invented Kanye West.
But, like, that's how I feel it. It allows them to participate in hood culture.
Yeah.
And raise the price so the people from the actual hoods can't even afford their appropriation.
That's it, is what I used to go, like, buy tortillas for with my mom.
Yeah, like, I know that fit, and it's like, now we're not allowed to wear it. We can't afford it as a whole, you know? So that shit's crazy. That's culo to me.
Yeah, culo as fuck.
Culo.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how clubs are, real quick, how clubs are strict about, like, white tees and, like, certain hats? Is that some LA shit?
It might be some LA shit, just because I don't know that other places have so many different meanings or hoods for a hat. Mm.
Well, oh, yeah. Well, hats, yeah definitely. They say, like, no sport clothing.
Sport attire,
like,
yeah.
Is what they kind of, like, say over here. But you'd be surprised. LA is, like, the least strict when it comes to, like, dress code.
Really?
It's the least strict, like, from anywhere. Like, if you go to other places, you go to New York, if you go to Atlanta, well, maybe not Atlanta, but, like, Chicago, all these places, like, there's so much shit you can't wear. There's so much shit. Like, you need to, some places you need to go in with slacks, dress shoes. Over here, they're like, because everybody dresses so chill over here. So, yeah, tee is fine as long as it has some sort of writing. I guess they don't like plain shit. But then again, if you're Duno, if you're a
First
famous
round.
Person, like, they're going to let you in whatever.
Oh, my God. Denner, P, and Jakarta are so annoying, fool. They want to go in shorts everywhere because they don't have to deal with trying to explain that they're my homies. Like, they like, it's your fool. Just you go talk to them. Because they want to go in shorts to the club. If I was some normal ass fool, nah, you can't come in.
You guys can't come in.
Oh, man. But they love. We're doing it. And I'd be like, yeah, they're with me, fool. They kept my boy. Well, I'm not going to host. You going to tell your boss? And then they'll be like, yeah, fool.
They and do it as a power trip.
They do it as a power trip, but they just want to be in shorts. Danner, he's so annoying, dog.
I never seen him with a pair of pants, actually.
Is it weird to anyone that the intern just left?
Oh, she left? Left?
Yeah, she left.
I was rooting for her, too.
Of course, you were left.
Why not? Because she's from SCB, so I was like, okay.
She left because she took her brother's car, and her brother needed the car.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
It's understandable, but...
I don't know. Is it?
No.
I think for our shit, you can't have really, like, a...
I'm going to be honest. I mean, I did come to her at first, like, what happened?
Yeah. She just left?
Yeah, she just left.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. All right.
That's better be dying.
That was your guys' choice. Just a question.
I didn't even.
No, I was just observing options.
Okay.
I had no idea.
But since we're talking about sports, or you mentioned sports apparel, someone, another listener, not from LA, we are very LA localized, biased, and we are for LA, but I think this, like, this fits into who we are. I think it's the Diamondbacks. Angie, can you double check on this? Their new jersey, it's either the Suns or the Diamondbacks. Their new jersey, that's Arizona, right? Arizona has Diamondbacks?
Yeah.
So the Arizona Suns' new jersey is an Aztec pyramid.
Oh, fire. Jersey. I'll fuck with it.
Yeah.
Arizona's a big part of Mexico. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of ironic because, like, now we look at Arizona like a pretty, like, generally,
right.
I'm not speaking for all people in Arizona, but generally we look at it as, like, that's kind of a racist state, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
and Texas is too, but I feel like the Mexican presence, for at least from the outside perspective, it's like, oh, you know, there's, like, a Mexican presence.
I love Texas.
I feel like Texas is pretty, I mean, obviously it's depending where you're at, but it's pretty, like, even as far as, like, how many, like, what kind of people live there. Like, there's hella white people, but there's hella Mexicans, there's hella black people, there's hella Asians. Yeah. But it is, like, kind of comical that it's like, oh, this is in Arizona. Like, people are really going to wear Aztec shit in Arizona. Like,
right.
I mean, the Mexicans over there are for sure going to love it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, you're going to see a bunch of, like, Chads with it on and shit. That. Like, go Aztecs!
Mm-hmm.
Like,
bro, but it's the same thing here in LA. If you go to Dodger games, there's, like, old-ass white men walking in
but
the
But they're not wearing the Los Dodgers
No,
jerseys.
But what I'm saying is, like, it... Yo, yeah, that's fine. I fuck with it.
Yeah.
It does look a little Illuminati to me, too.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm not going
to
lie.
They could. They could maybe call Angie to fix a little bit of the...
You need to redo your own logos. You're the everybody else's logo.
No, yeah. she's Maya, not Aztec.
Oh, true.
Yeah, but
I am probably Aztec.
I like it.
Yeah, okay, do you know? I want to say the story, but can I say the story for this one, or do we just have to ask a general question?
No, you can say it. Just don't say their names.
Okay. Over the weekend, at my carne asada, Duno brings a girl over, and I fucking love her. Like, I think she's cool. I think she's sweet. I think she's fun. But come to find out, she's not Duno's main. And I had this conversation with Duno. You said I could say it.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
I had this conversation
with
Duno.
I'm single, by the way, you guys. So, brown bag baddie, if you want to be number tres.
Numero tres. Oh, brown bag. Wow.
I'm not saying it.
I'm saying it.
I'm single. I can say what I want. If anything.
No, you're in the brown bag.
No. Oh, too bad I'm broke. Here's my receipt.
I got you.
Yeah, $1 finally. You owe me one from last time. I think I owe Vic like $100. Give me this cash.
Okay. Okay. So, I don't even know where my story was going. So, I was, like, really excited to meet her. Like, to me, I really think it's really cool that we get to be friends outside of this. And then I come to find out she's not his main chick. And I just feel like, oh, damn, I met the side and I love her. Now, if I meet the main, I'm going to feel bad. And I gave an example from my friend that I became friends with the girlfriend.
Of a friend.
Yeah, my friend's girlfriend. And then we went out, and I saw my friend doing some shit. And I'm like, dude, if you do that, don't let me meet her because I'm going to feel fucked up. Because I know I would feel fucked up if she saw my dude doing something and then didn't tell me or, like, just kept it from me type of shit. Even though she's not in the wrong, you're the one fucking up, right? It just leaves a girl or a guy in a weird predicament if you're just, like, A1 like that. And so you had your own philosophy on this, I feel.
Yes. Okay, so you guys...
Because girls have told you this too. Or your homegirls have told you, like, some shit about the girls you bring, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I was telling her that my homegirls have this, which is weird to me, but I guess...
Attachment.
Yeah, attachment. I guess it makes sense just because... Yeah, like, I don't know, I'm single, by the way, so either one could either be the main or the side, so regardless, but, you know... Obviously, we're very comfortable, so we know each other's, like, you feel me? And, like, in the group chat, I always put, like, are we bringing dates? No dates. Mm-hmm. I always let these marry, so she's like, yeah. Of course. Or I come with a full package, 3 kids. I'm 2 kids. Yeah. And then Vic's always like, I'll bring little Vic, or, you know, so whatever situation is. But I was telling them, like, Letty was like, I get it. Like, Letty's very much like my homegirls. That's why it works outside of this camera and this room. Mm-hmm. Me and Letty, we actually have full conversation. So I was like, dude, you don't have to get attached to anybody I bring around. Because they might be gone right after we leave your party.
Oh, my God.
But she was like, dude, but that's, yeah. And I tell her that my homegirls do the same thing to me. My homegirls, Allison, and then they'd be like, don't fucking do that. That is fucking wrong. And I'm like, dude, all you got to do is kick it for a couple hours, get drunk, and you're never going to see her again. And then it's like, well, then that's me being fake. Well, then be fucking fake. And then let these
exactly
like
exactly what he said.
And then she was like, "What you say? You told me something like the no. If I'm being fake, then she's gonna think we're being rude that we
yeah,
don't like her."
Yeah, because so if he the way he's explaining it is like, don't get attached to her. And it's like, okay, if you want me to not get attached to this girl, you're bringing this random quote unquote, then I'm not gonna talk to her because if I start liking her, I'm gonna get attached because that's how girls are. So it's like, if you don't want me to get attached to her, that means I'm not gonna really talk to her. I'm going to let you guys be, and I'm not going to acknowledge her. But then I'm going to feel like a bitch. Like, I'm going to make her feel bad.
Yeah.
No, I've met plenty of people at the grocery market and talked to them for 20, 15 minutes. I wasn't like, oh, yeah, best friend. Oh, no.
Those are different.
Okay, I get what you're saying, but, dude, just.
Well, I get what she's saying is because, like, when you bring somebody around, it's more of a, like, a meaning to it. Mm-hmm. Behind
no,
it
was just the only option
know,
at the moment.
No, I know, because I feel you. No, I feel
don't
you.
Say that. Don't say that.
I'm pretty sure girls have brought me around as an option. Like, my main food couldn't come. Hey, you want to come get drunk?
We're all options at the end of the day. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But look, the thing is, I get what he's saying.
I'm
is
more than just an option. Hey.
But the thing is like, it means more to sometimes to other people than it does to you because mm-hmm. she, whoever it is, they're gonna, she's gonna ask you about that girl for weeks, months.
That's the first girl I've ever met with you.
Same thing with me. If I bring somebody around, you guys are gonna ask me about them. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up with so and so? And then she's gonna be like, I don't fucking know. Yeah. Never came back. I don't know. But it's like, it's so I get what you're saying, and I get what you're saying, but it's like, I feel like after a few times, it's like, okay, this is like serious. So if you meet somebody once, I guess it's like, okay, let's
pump the brakes. That's so hard.
Let's pump the brakes on the first time. Because
I do feel like, let's say I wasn't married.
Yeah.
You guys wouldn't meet my boyfriend unless I was serious about him, or the guy I'm talking to unless I was serious about him. Because to me, it feels like a benchmark. Like, I like you this much.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring you to my homegirl's house. Oh, shit, I didn't know that my house is just para cualquiera. That you're just gonna bring whoever is available.
Ooh, now Leti feels disrespected.
I feel like, oh shit, if I'm going to Leti's house. Para cualquiera. Yeah, dude, come on.
It would have been different if I would have, like, fucked your couch or something.
No.
Yeah, like, that would have made it.
I just feel like.
Because honestly, I'd be like.
Were you thinking about it? No.
let me give you guys my theory.
He's like, Leti, you got a nice couch in there.
Hold on, let me give you guys my theory. Activate it on.
Josh activated.
Yeah, are you joshing? Would you honestly would have preferred me fucking my main in your couch or my side?
Your main.
Angie, you're so in the back. You obviously never had friends. My friends could fuck in my house, you know? It's okay, it happens. You obviously didn't have fun as a kid.
Hold on, you're fucking as a kid?
No, it's like, I mean, like fucking young adult. I know, as a kid. I was fucking pretty young.
Oh my God.
But you get what I mean, right? Like honestly, yeah. Like,
I get what you mean.
Dude, like, if me and Vic about to do a double play, I'm pretty sure Vic would prefer it being my main as a double play at his couch and his crib, right?
I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you.
All right, we need a.
But you get what I'm saying, man. Right?
Yeah, we need a.
Did you chew it?
I know we need. I ran out of money, but I know that deserved like $5. Angie, we owe anything?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I don't. I'm gonna pay you back
so
out there.
Biased.
Wow. Or you guys were doing the exact same. We literally did the rules this episode, and he said that this is to sanitize his work.
Got to sanitize the couch.
I wore a condom.
Hey, you got to sanitize the couch, my boy.
Yeah, you got to sanitize this chair right now. I don't know what happened right now.
Dry hump or the air hump?
The difference.
Yeah. Come on, get it together, Angie.
Oh, shit.
No, that's what I feel.
So, yeah, no.
So, I think first time.
It's harder let for it go. Me.
I totally understand where you're coming from. Like I said, I was raised by girl.
Yeah.
You feel me? But you got to understand that.
So, what do I do now?
Start counting
I like her.
After the second time.
Oh, and just after the second time. Yeah. And just so you know, this fool can dance. At least I saw it. And the way he danced with this girl, I was so, like, happy for him. I was so happy because, like, you know how Duno is, right? This girl was super chill, super mellow, really, like, really light. She felt, like, super, like, to me. And so, like, it balanced him. Like, he's very, like, aggressive in your face. And she's just chill, sitting back, enjoying herself. Sometimes guys or my homies will bring a girl over or shit like that. And she's just to herself or she's just talking to him. And that's not going to work out for me, too. Like, that's going to feel weird for me. So for him to have brought a girl and her to have been so cool, and then now to understand that I might not ever see her again.
And just know I wasn't being fake because she was there out being
oh,
totally
no, she was
myself.
Cool.
No,
yeah.
No, me. I'm talking about me.
You,
yeah. You know, fools be acting weird when they bring certain
yeah.
girls.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, this is me.
Switching up.
Yeah. You feel me? You're going to get the real me. Me and Leti going to argue about my dad. Leti was bringing up my dad at her family barbecue.
I don't remember that.
Talking about my dad leaving me?
I just remember that. Like,
a brown bag, guys. So Duno
has his little sons. If you have, if you follow him, you know he has, they're like.
They're my homies. Because
he's little to me.
Yeah.
But they're his little homies,
yeah.
And one of them was like, oh, how old's your son? My 3-year-old. And I'm like, oh, he's your age. And then Duno was like, oh, shit, that was hilarious.
I was like, that's your grandma.
Yeah,
that's your grandma.
Well, because my little homie Beto has his kind of, they're his age, but the homie Beto brought him around. So we call Beto our little son from our group, and then his little homies. But they became part of the family right away. Super dope people. Shout out my guys, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So I call them my grandkids. Because Beto's my son, and Beto's their dad. So they're my grandkids.
Oh my
so when
God.
They address me, they call me granddaddy. You know what I mean? Papa, you feel me?
Papa.
They talk to me as
do
a pa.
Do they?
Nah, but wait. Obviously, they're not calling me. But
I don't know the way you're saying it.
We fuck around. Like, we're just, you know, but obviously, but I, like, they're cool enough to be part of our group that they could take that carrilla. Like, I was literally introduced. Like, people would be like, damn, fool, he's calling you. He's trying to sun you. Like, nah, I'm not. I don't slap him around. Or, like, we slap each other. We for sure neck the fuck out of each other. We
just one of them is his barber.
Yeah, one of them is my. Fuck, just not fool my hair away. You feel me? But it's not like I'm sunning him. It's not like, oh, like, fool, I'll never say some way I'll sit in front of some bitch to look cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've never done that. Like, they're literally my boys. They're just younger than me, and I fuck around with them. Like, for my fucking grandkid.
Shout the little homies.
Okay, how do we feel about the federales, the feds investigating McDonald's for their McFlurry machine, a.k.a. their ice cream machine, a.k.a. all of them are always broken, and now they're getting actually looked at into
so
what's going on?
So my theory is...
that's what that topic was about?
Yeah. So my theory is the McFlurry machines were actually replaced in 1967 through 2002. So they actually don't exist anymore. They're actually drones, right? They're cameras, right? Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're just like birds, right? The McFlurry. Sound like
me. look at
he got up real quick.
He was really paying attention right now. Like, is
I'm
this
like,
true?
They, all the McFlurry machines were replaced in 1967. Yeah. They don't exist anymore.
How you know?
You know, I've never asked for a McFlurry or like an ice cream cone.
More.
No, I've never asked and then not have it. I haven't found that problem.
You know how bad the situation was? That there's an app that I know because my homie put me on where there's certain McDonald's where they show that the machine is working.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest. That's some fat shit, dog.
That is some fat shit.
The homie put me on.
I ain't gonna lie.
It's rare for you to catch me eating like ice cream, but every once in a while you crave an Oreo McFlurry gas.
Yeah.
Like, But man, for they didn't like prove me wrong so much, like these bitches, that I just go with the other option. Just like I be hitting Jack in the Box for the shakes instead of the McDonald's. I know Jack gonna come through.
Jack in
the
Box is
Oreo
fire.
Oreo shake, Jack is
damn,
fire.
Damn, that shit made me want to get one right now. After we
have them by our crib.
Yo,
we
our do. Stomachs are full of tequila, michelada, fucking aguachiles, and now.
Wow, I'm gonna have a cleanse tomorrow.
Yeah, legit.
Oh, fool, I could give you guys the receipt to get empolgarte.
What?
Stay home one whole day and just drink this, and you're just gonna be pooping all day, releasing.
But what do you mean the receipt?
The
receta.
I said receipt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You mean like
yeah,
like recipe.
Receta. Yeah, recipe.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, okay.
I do it every like once a month. I just stay home, be all lazy. Every like every hour, every 30 minutes, it feels good. The next day, you feel like promise you.
Okay. Well, you promised me that you could talk about this album.
Yes.
So. Tell me how you feel about...
Yeah, can we start with Vic?
Okay. Vic, tell me how you feel. Although I do feel like Vic has a lot to say.
Okay, I'm going to just give my quick brief.
Yeah, let me know how you feel about CLB.
The JC verse, people would feel... It was like whatever's. It was... I didn't... I think Josh, when I first met Josh, he said something like, I don't know why people praise JC so much. He raps super simple and like... And I'm like, oh, wow, I never really paid attention to it. And this verse kind of wasn't it. Like, I was like, maybe you just did it because Jay-Z is Jay-Z.
Right.
But it wasn't like, it didn't catch me. The Lil Baby one was fire. Shout out, I can't think of his fucking name right now. Was it G Herbo or what was his name? The other dude from Chicago.
Lil Durk.
Lil Durk was on there and he was
the one that gave a shout out to his girlfriend?
Yeah.
That was fire. Cause I mean, I'll do it my simp ass. I give my girl some clout real quick.
Which girl? No, which
all
one?
All of them. I have enough time.
All of them. I have enough time.
He had 40 seconds. He could have used 10 seconds for each one. That's four.
Oh, my God.
But nah, man, I liked it. The Lil Baby one was my girls. What is it? Girls Like Girls?
Yeah.
Girls Like Girls.
Oh, wow. Are you proud of me?
Yeah.
Girls Want Girls.
Oh, we're all wrong.
Girls Want Girls. Yeah, like she's right. Girls. Yeah, she's right. Fact checker. I like
thank
that.
Thank you,
Angie. Gracias.
But this might be biased. The Remorse was my favorite song. The last
right,
song. Because I feel like everybody like just went for the features and was like, okay, now yes, we like these songs. But I like the whole I'm not a big fan of like the future one. I was
But what does bias mean to you?
Bias means like it's like not the most liked.
No.
No, bias means like
unpopular.
Unpopular. Okay, yeah. Not the most like.
Yeah, yeah.
Bias is like you have a favoritism.
Bias is like, oh, I worked on this song, so this is my favorite.
Oh shit! Okay, okay.
That's like, why I said like why bias. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Nah, yeah. I mean, shit. The remorse touched.
Yeah, it was.
That was dope, bro. He gave a shout out to his homies.
Yeah.
He's and I like how he admitted like the shit they did for him, mm-hmm. and that he was and he like brought up his homie Ford and was like, "There's no way I could ever repay you guys."
Yeah.
And it was like the little shit, like he brought up one of his homies, like always packaging his luggage and like double backing because Drake was whatever the situation was. He talked about Chubbs, which was like that was always there for him. Like the little shit, I was like, mm-hmm. oh wow, this fool. He like you know people are usually know Drake as kind of being like only talks about girls and only being a simp about girls, but I feel like he went emotional into his homies and like how much they've been there for him. I thought that was dope.
Yeah,
that's fire.
Where do I begin? I liked it. I liked it. Honestly, I did.
About the cover, you liked it or no?
Trash. Mm-hmm. That's Tupac of ass, dog. Yeah. What? No, but the album, I felt like I enjoyed it. I've been listening to it, you know, since it dropped. The thing about it, though, it's to me, it's like his fourth time making this album.
Mm.
So he has a certain formula that he follows.
Yeah.
And if you pay close attention, like, it's very obvious, right? But what I will say is every time he makes it, he's getting better. And the one time he didn't, he tried to do something different with Scorpion. And like now when you listen to this and you listen to Scorpion, Scorpion looks funny
right.
in the light. You know what I'm saying? You're like, ooh. Actually, this shit wasn't as good as we thought it was. Mm. It had some hits.
It was his kind of experimenting too. Like yeah. Even like the playlist one. What was the playlist one?
More Life.
More Life. Yeah, because that's where he went to the European.
Yeah, like the he song. Went. Yeah, like, and that was Euro cool. Rap. And the thing about Drake is that, like, I feel like when he experiments, he'll call it a mixtape.
Mm.
But when he does an album, he'll follow the same formula. And you can see, like, clearly with, like, the remorse, you know, on Take Care was the ride. You know, every time he has something to say that he talks about his, like, real life, and he'll always bring up, like, oh, I was running out of money. I was going to be broke, and then I started rapping. And he, like, goes back to, like, that story, which for some reason I haven't got tired of hearing about.
Yeah, bro, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It still sounds cool. And like, then, it's a cool story.
Shit, real quick, my phone cut you off. But I've, like, I guess you could say, been in the, I've never paid attention to rollouts. I started hanging out with, like, you, Letty, Cali. We're like, oh, that's why you put that many billboards.
Yeah.
Like, as before, not knowing anybody in the industry, I just thought, he dropped an album. I wonder how many people. But I guess the rollout, like, I love that dope shit he did where, like, he was throwing like little like signs and like the cities of the artists that were featured in it.
Yeah.
I was like, is he the first artist to do that?
I believe he is.
That was player. That was
It was a good idea.
Whether it was his or his team. But I've never paid attention to a rollout and I love the rollout. I love the rollout he did.
Yeah. It was good. It was on point.
Yeah, it was on point for sure.
Yeah.
He was taking like super like sim pictures and like all types of shit.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, I just feel like he's getting better at making this album. But again, it's the same album. And you know, you can literally put this up to another album and like draw a line across like, oh, this is this song on this album. This is this song. This is that song. This is the updated version of YOLO. It was dope, though. Like, I'm listening to it. He had 7 a.m. On Bridal Path.
Which is another time code.
Yeah, another like 4 p.m. in Calabasas.
I never paid attention to that. And I see some girl tweet about it. And I was like, this fool. Something with the morning, huh?
Yeah, it's when he gets his, like, rap bars.
So what I think would be dope is to, like, if he would have made a playlist, like, made an album of, like, all 7-8, all, like, timestamp songs, all the songs, all, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but they're all, like, broken apart. So his album really serves, like, a playlist for, like, his catalog.
Yeah.
And I feel like it just kind of, like, they're almost, like, reverse engineered more than, created organically. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, let me make this song for these type of people, this crowd. He made that song with Tems. Mm-hmm. That's like a new one dance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's dope though. Like, luckily he delivers and he executes on all
I think one thing that was different, and it was probably my favorite thing. Yes.
Yeah, talk about it. Everybody's like curious.
Everybody wants to know
what you think about this.
It's called IMY2, Kid Cudi and Drake. And what I enjoyed about it, besides, like, their beef being, like, apparently squashed, is that they're both sounds that neither has without the other. Like, there's no way, probably maybe Travis Scott, but even Travis, he knows he's, like, a son of Cudi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Travis will say that, though. Like, he'll be like, yeah, I'm here. And low-key, I feel like maybe Travis connected, Cuddy with Drake. Like, I'm curious to learn about that.
What if Travis Scott saving the world right now? But he just can't.
Yeah, little by little.
He can't mend Kanye and Drake yet.
True that. Well, I feel like even like the thing about Travis is he has such a love for Cuddy.
Yeah.
And as much as he collaborates with Drake, I feel like he would have to have genuine relationship with Drake to collab with him beyond all the bullshit that's going on with Kanye.
He's like the little homie that makes you realize things you didn't want to realize.
Really care about you, so you low-key feel sentimiento with him.
And he has enough.
Like, all right, fuck it, go. Take me, go.
Yeah.
Let me see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then, okay, well, let me prove you wrong.
He has enough juice to make it happen.
True that.
No, but I think it was more genuine than just
him being them.
Like, damn, I didn't even know about, but that's dope. Like, I could only imagine, like, Travis pitching his idea on why they would
sound they dope should, together. Like,
and them probably looking at that, I feel like you must be out of your fucking mind. Maybe not Cuddy, because I feel like Cuddy's so like...
Right. Well, but,
But it just shows the maturity
in all of them.
In all of them.
Yeah. But I also think like, so what I loved with collabs, and so it doesn't happen non-collabs. Sometimes I'll collab with you and you're going to get lost in my sound or I'm going to get lost in your sound. Some people would say that when Drake collabed with Future, Drake just took on all of Future's sound. Like it wasn't really a dual part, right? With this song, you can hear the Drake talking about the girl and then you can hear the sonics of like the Kid Cudi hums and the space shit. And I like that neither gave up that. And also like Cudi doesn't really rap or sing about girls like that if it's not like on some drug shit or like some jokey shit, which has been probably his life's experience. So for him to be that in like a certified lover boy album, to me, I'm like, oh, this is the Cudi I love. Like there's this song, super deep cut for like the Cudi fans, like Intergalactic, You and Me, like that to me is like a song I love of Cudi, and that's when he's kind of more emotional for a girl. This reminds me of that type of stuff. Hold on, I had one more thing to say. Oh, and then also, they haven't collabed ever. People don't really know that Cudi, when Cudi came out with Day and Night, Drake wanted to get on Day and Night, but then something happened and like they never worked out. So it's really cool that even after so long, they got together. That's so long ago.
But they've been peers this entire time, showed love to each other.
And so I feel really cool that, like, damn, you got your full circle moment. And I think it was big for Drake. As much as sometimes we feel like Drake doesn't need anybody, whatever, there are things that he wishes he could be a part of, like those top three conversations or, like, the real rap conversations. And I think collabing with Cudi is something he really wished that he could have done, and it's really cool that he did it.
I ain't gonna lie. That's his tape showed the maturity of, the upcoming rappers, too, like Lil Baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, yeah, like, let them kind of get in their shit, in their bag.
Like man, like whatever you fools got going on, I'm not getting in between it, but I'll fuck with both of y'all.
Yeah.
And I, like, oh, I see God, got you. Bro, like, you can see the maturity in that, like, wait, was Travis Scott and Donda? I'm not sure.
I don't know if Travis was on Donda.
Donda he was on Donda? Oh, he was. He was.
Oh, yeah. It was The Devil Is My Op.
Oh.
He said that?
Yeah, he said The Devil Is My Op because it's a gospel album. So.
You can show the maturity, it's kind of like when, I'm pretty sure, like, the big homies, man, I have this situation. They preach so much about, like, doing the right thing, but they're just so hypocrite or stuck in their own ways.
Yeah, they're caught up in their shit, too.
That it's just like, don't do me. But I'm, how could I not if I look up to you? But it shows, like, I'm pretty sure Kanye wasn't, like, sending, I'm pretty sure he didn't text Lil Baby, like, fuck you. Girl certified know. Lover boy?
Well, the crazy thing is the albums had a lot of common features. It had Jay-Z on it, Kid Cudi, Lil Baby, Lil Durk. Those are all shared artists on both albums.
That's a lot.
And
that all
came out, if you said Travis.
Travis.
I didn't say that?
No.
Okay, yeah, that's five. That's five that I could think of right now. I think Giveon might have been on, like, some shit, too.
With Drake?
No,
with Drake, yeah, but
yeah,
I don't
no,
know
with Donda. Kanye, I think, maybe. Don't quote me on it, but that's at least five.
Giveon,
he's from Long Beach. He's a singer.
Singer.
He did a Chicago freestyle, or is that what it's called? With Drake? You heard it for sure.
Oh, Chicago, okay, yeah. There's some artists I didn't know. Like, I seen, there was, like, some white lady on it. That's
who?
I don't know, like, they mentioned her with, like, the same topic as, like, Patrick Pat. And, like, shit like that. I don't know. I could be wrong. I seen it on, like, some little clip where somebody was, like, really quick describing the album and shit.
You know what trips me out? That you didn't like the... Well, maybe it is that you don't like the Hove-verse? Because I'm very critical of Hove. Mm-hmm. And I really like that verse.
I feel like, I think what he was saying was dope. He was trying to get
like, well, he was saying, like, you want me to be sympathized? Like, you want me to sympathize towards people that are trying to kill me or, like, are trying to plot against me? Like,
what
fuck
did you,
them.
What did you think about that? And then I want to ask you, too,
I love that
situation or something.
Like, I felt very, like, this is the verse I'm going to learn in rap. Like, this is the verse I kept rewinding and listening to.
Yeah.
I fuck with it in a street perspective.
Like, yeah, but like, also, that's what he means.
No, I fuck with it in a sense to where, like, why am I not going to beat the dog shit out of this dude? If he were to catch me alone, he'll beat the dog shit out of me.
But how do you feel about what he's saying is, like, you are cool with somebody to try to kill me and you want me to chill? Like, you expect me to chill with you? Mm-hmm. Like, what's your take on that? Because, like, can you be cool with somebody that, like, has tried to, like, do harm to you, but the person in the middle hasn't done any harm to you?
Yeah.
But it's like, still fucks with your enemy, basically.
It depends on one aspect. On the street aspect, fuck no. You, like, you fuck with ops, that makes you an op.
Okay.
Like, you feel me? Like, if you have my
and
number.
See, that's the thing about the industry, though. And I think that's why he says it. Because in the industry, people don't want to burn bridges so bad that you're going to fuck around and be friends with someone that's should be your op because they're your homie's op or some shit. So, like, that's some weird shit that, like, comes with, like, the fakeness of, like, the industry.
No, yeah, I feel that, but, like, and I think people would come around and question, like, well, why are similar artists on both albums? Drake and Kanye don't want to kill each other. I don't think they do.
No way.
I think they beef it and it's like, oh, fuck you, fuck
me. It's some rap shit.
Yeah, it's some rap shit, but
I think it's some personal shit. I think it's Kardashian.
It's personal, but it's not like, it's not like.
They're going to give each other like a noogie or a knuckle sandwich. What are those dudes that had the verses?
They were like, and they actually had both people on each team die?
There was a verse that happened. Like Gucci and
Jeezy? Oh, damn.
Gucci and Jeezy, yeah.
Fool, they actually had homies. Yeah. Like, didn't they diss each other's dead homies? Like, in songs? Yeah. Yeah, fool. Like, I couldn't.
Well, Jeezy killed Gucci's homie because.
No, Gucci killed Jeezy's homie.
See, like, I could never do
because Jeezy put a hit on Gucci.
On Gucci. And so one of the fools went to Gucci's house, and then Gucci was like, and he got away with it because it's self defense.
Yeah.
So then he put. Then he said some shit about, like, your homie's underground or some shit.
He said,
shit,
I put him in the dirt.
Yeah. Got away with it.
Yeah. He said, dig him up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, fool, like, my odds be commenting, like, fool, my enemies be always commenting, like, oh, yeah, fuck your boy. Like, fuck my whoop. I'd be like, I could never.
Yeah.
There's no way I could ever.
Get past that.
Yeah, never, fool. Like,
what the okay, fuck? So what about this? What if he was friends with that homie, or with that op? It's not that you're that op's. Like, we know why you're not going to fuck with these people. But what if Vic was their friend? Ooh. That's what it is. That's what Jay-Z's talking about.
No.
He's saying,
I understood everything he was trying to say.
Like, they try to kill me, and then you're chilling with them. Like, don't think that I'm going to be cool with you.
And Jay-Z's on some, like, I don't, like, play sides like that. Yeah. It's either all or nothing type shit.
It's violence.
No, I fuck with what he said. I think it would have sounded dumb if it would have, like, you know, kind of a little extra.
That, I guess it must have been weighing heavy
so
off his mind.
It was hard to me, though. Like,
it must have been.
No. When I heard it, and he was like, I was like, oh, he went back to old Jay-Z.
Or maybe it was just heavy on his mind. That's what I was thinking. I'm like,
damn, somebody tried to kill you recently?
Literally, that's what, like, all Twitter was like, who's trying to kill Jay-Z?
Let's
pull up. Like, what? Because you're like, damn, but then you got to think of, like, for some reason, artists are artists at the end of the day. Like, it was weighing heavy on his mind. He had to get it off his chest. You know what I'm saying?
He got the verse. It was just, I feel like it was so simple. Like, I got it. And I'm like,
maybe that's why he did it, though.
Yeah.
For my dumbass?
I feel like.
Yeah, for everyone to get it.
But to be honest.
Oh, okay. See, that's a better way of saying it. Because sometimes, I ain't going to lie, I got to, like, repeat the song and be like, bar.
Because he know, like, it's not like Jay-Z's rapping on a Kendrick album. Jay-Z's rapping on a Drake album. Yeah. And Drake singing that song is more like singing. So it's like.
I for sure like. The whole song wasn't my favorite. But I like their shit individually. That makes sense?
Yeah, because I don't like the whole song as a whole. But if I could cut out the whole verse, and I would just keep repeating it.
That's funny. I feel the opposite. Yeah. I like the song, and I feel like that verse didn't really fit that song.
You feel like
I just cut to that verse. Yeah. It definitely doesn't fit the vibe of the song.
It doesn't, right? It's too dark. But that's how he was feeling. Yeah. And then as Drake, you're just going to be like,
fuck yeah, I got this fucking whole verse.
I got a whole verse. But
look what he did on Pop That. Or was it Pop That?
Yo,
He just did, like, three lines of Hove on the song.
So, yeah, for some reason, every time they collab, it's underwhelming. Like, and
literally they miss all the
again,
time.
They've literally missed.
Have they ever scored?
No. They've never scored. Off that? That's the worst one. No, you know what? Light Up was hard.
Oh, Light Up was good.
Light Up was
Light
the first
up was
one.
The first one, yeah.
And that nothing has topped that yet.
Yeah.
Everything else has been like, this? Really?
Off that was terrible. Who had the better Jay-Z collab? You can pick. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. I'll be fast, too. Jay-Z with J. Cole, Star Is Born. Jay-Z or Drake, you pick. Or Jay-Z and Kendrick. I think the only one is the Swimming Pools remix.
Oh, it was a Bitch Don't Come My Vibe
Bitch Don't
remix.
Come My Vibe remix.
Jay-Z and J. Cole. The Star Is Born Star is so Born fire. Is that I love that shit.
You need to hear Star because you like J. Cole.
Stars.
And oh, no, like crazy, yeah. I know that. Yeah.
That was an incredible song. Incredible. To this day. I'm going to listen to it in the car.
Yeah.
The Jay-Z, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. I fuck with like Otis by Jay-Z and Kanye.
Yeah, Otis is incredible. Bomb.
That's a fucking amazing. That was the first time somebody ever gave me the history about their beef and how they became best friends and hate each other and they're cool, mm-hmm. don't like each other, they like each other, now they're each other's album, whatever the situation is.
Yeah.
But I also like Jay-Z on that DJ Khaled with Nas and shit. I'll fuck with that.
Jay-Z with Nas. Oh, Jay-Z and the
Oh,
Nas
I do,
one.
I do like that song.
Yeah, I like that song.
I forgot what it was.
Stars
called.
And Born, I can't think of it. I've heard of it, so I'm going to listen to that.
Yeah.
Fire?
Stars Born, yeah.
Yeah, but that's J. Cole.
Because J. Cole gassed that shit.
But I think he showed up
to
the challenge of a Jay-Z collab.
I ain't going to lie. I feel like J. Cole and Kendrick always make their features better. Jay-Z kind of let Hove be Hove.
Jay-Z let Hove be
I mean, Drake let
Hove be Hove. Yeah.
Something about, the thing too, like Drake sings when Hove raps.
Yeah.
And it's like Drake rap, full rap.
Scared,
oh,
huh?
Yeah. He's not in Forever, right? Jay-Z's not in Forever?
What?
No, the song Forever. No. That's Kanye, Eminem,
and
Drake.
And Kanye, Eminem.
Kanye, last name ever. First name, great. Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne, yeah. Ooh, he remembers
that. I'm so proud.
Fucking LeBron James.
That was his dog. His documentary.
Yeah. I'm with Jay-Z. I fuck with Jay-Z. I like old school Jay-Z more, though. And I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
You like old school Jay-Z, this Jay-Z was too...
I like Jay-Z when he was like he's not in his prime.
Okay.
But like my older homies really, one of my older homies is a big fan of like the East Coast.
Mm.
He be playing me shit like Big L. I'll be like, fool.
Oh yeah.
I don't.
Damn.
I get it. Like I'm with you in your
like you said,
Big L died before you were born, like 3 years before.
But
so
fool, this is rap, homie.
Yeah.
It's like you respect then, it. You just gotta let it go.
The older things, I like Little Pump. Like, fool, I don't even fuck with that fool.
Yeah.
I don't like I'm not. I'm a fan of like you.
I've never heard him listen to no.
Full
turn up shit like
our man and fucking RIP exercise song, but I only like one, two songs.
That's where I'm gonna have to disagree with you.
Oh wow, Josh wants to fight you now.
Or we're like Little Uzi Vert.
I never, I mean, I fuck with some Little Uzi songs.
Right,
really?
He talked about laws of attraction. He taught me something about life.
What did he teach you?
Well, laws of attraction, you start thinking positive shit, and like, you know, positive things are gonna happen. If you start thinking only negative shit, because I was only thinking negative, so it's like, you only think negative, that's all you're gonna like attract.
Yeah. I fuck with this shit, but I fuck with like, but I'm not listening to Gucci, and like, fool, you repeat, like, for unless it's the Alpha, I ain't fucking with repeating.
like,
La mama, la mama, la mama, la mama, la mama.
You feel me? But I promise you, you will I don't, bro, if you look at my playlist for music, it's very open.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, shout out Jay-Z. I fuck what he was saying. I just feel like he would have.
I do like that song.
Food Jay-Z would have been fire on The Remorse.
That verse on The Remorse?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it gets a little emotional and it talks about like homie shit. I think that, that would have made sense.
You know how you were saying that like Drake is serious with this one? This, like relationship wise?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this album is like how you mentioned that it's like the repetition of a lot of other albums, right? Other songs.
Yeah.
This might be, like, I feel like he's putting a bow on that era of him, that Playboy era.
Yeah.
And the next Drake we're going to hear is relationship Drake.
I was going to, you know what?
And
he's
like,
so right.
Like, not that he's immature, but, like, in that.
He's going to be a stepdaddy bars.
Yeah, and
even
it's going to be
home,
shit that's
like,
going to make that shit sound fire.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Drake brought on his Latino side. I sent that on the group chat the first, because I think people were, I heard it, and he was like, it's kind of like, I do that with the homie, like, it's all right, fool, papi's home now, let me take care of it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, carrilla. Like, he was kind of like telling them.
Yeah. Yeah. He was saying, everybody's my son. That shit was dope.
I was like, I fuck with that song.
I like song two better than number one. Like, I felt like.
You feel like papi's home?
It should have been the intro. Yeah, I feel like that should have been the intro. But that's so true, because when I was listening to the album, and I was like, I was waiting for it to be like, okay, this is going to be In Love Him. But it didn't reflect any of that. But you can tell somewhat with most of the themes and everything, it's an older album. Yeah. It's been done for the most part probably for like a year now.
And or what close he described it was toxic masculinity turned into accountability type of shit. Yeah. So like, I guess he's now saying like, yeah, I'm going to throw all the toxic masculinity shit here.
Yeah.
But also now I'm holding myself accountable to like the shit that I do. And then maybe the next Drake is going to
he's going to have his 444?
Yeah.
It's going to be 666?
A little dark. Oh my God, don't get Josh started.
Oh yeah, no. It's because of the six in Toronto.
Nah, but he was going crazy. Like, he mentioned like Sierra Canyon.
Yeah, he did.
He was throwing like little like.
That,
like,
yeah. Sierra Canyon like, parking lot looking like Magic City parking lot. That was hard. But that shows that like, that showed a little window into his current life. But again, like you said, well, I think that's crazy.
A lot of people won't understand that, like, if they've, like, Magic City's very known industry-wise. Obviously, this isn't a well-known strip club, but I'm like, fool, you're scandalous for that. Like he's basically saying, like, yeah, when I pull up, I'm the star. Fuck these kids.
Well, I think he meant, like, my interpretation was, like hard-ass cars in the parking lot. Like, we make it a movie, like.
You really?
You know what I'm saying? Because Sierra Canyon has
because he was talking about the baddies. That's what I'm saying.
I missed it then.
Because he worded it was like, fool, that fool could have compared.
He said his girl is so
crazy,
thick.
Like lot. To like a well-known
lot.
Right.
Say like lot. A car lot or something.
Yeah, he could have said that, but he was a strip club. He said Magic City, and we know the thickies.
Because his girl's dumb thick.
For the thick moms, be at Sierra Canyon, you feel me?
At least one.
Yeah. I feel like her.
I gotta watch all the basketball.
That was smart. I didn't even pick
highlights.
That up.
They, you know, Baller Vision, House of Highlights. You get different angles. There's some baddie moms over there.
He said you get different angles.
Oh my gosh.
Nah, but
that's a really good point.
Fool, fucking Michael B. Jordan at Sierra Canyon. You think he might be a fan of basketball, but
yeah,
he for sure looking for his. You feel me?
Do you have any last words about the Drake album?
I love that. I'm a. You feel me? I missed this Drake. It was cool. The remorse for sure.
You messaged Drake?
No, I missed this Drake.
Oh, okay. I heard I messaged Drake.
I for sure messaged Drake.
I loved
it.
You okay? Yeah. Hilarious. You've DM'd Drake before?
Yeah, like, you need help?
Let me see.
Watch.
That's funny.
You never DM'd Drake before?
Never.
You've never DM'd Drake?
You have the blue check. You could DM
him. I would never want to DM Drake.
Not like that, but.
No, I know, but still, like, definitely not.
No, I've never DM'd him.
Oh, but I think one time I was like,
what's up right now?
I think he posted
to the carne asada.
To like a sad tweet, and I screenshot it and I sent it to him, and I'm like, hey, I think I was like here for one of my funny videos. It looked like you need some laughing or something.
Aww. Look at you for the people.
That's funny.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to Brown Bag episode 13.
Hey.
We're getting into fall. Fall vibes are coming. Get ready. We're going to be getting our freaking pumpkin spices in a little bit.
Spooky shit.
Yeah. Spooky shit's about
spooky
to happen.
Season.
We're going to get into more scary stories.
Oh, we should go to Universal Studios.
We actually should.
That'll be dope.
We're going to vlog that, Josh. Don't worry. You're going to go too. No, even if there's like, because this fool did a scary, like a maze.
Oh, yeah,
in his, like during last year, right? Was last year when you did a maze?
We'll do it again this year.
Yeah. Or if you have any local or town like scary shit, let us know. And then let's go to Gravity Hill. That's in the valley. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Oh my God. Explain. Oh my God. Well, low-key, they say KKK's up there.
Yeah.
But also, you're supposed to.
In the wild?
Yeah, you're supposed to put your car. And my hands are all sticky from the chamoy, sorry. But you're supposed to put your car in neutral, and then the hill just like by itself pulls it. And they said that's ghosts.
With the spirits?
And if you were to put powder on your like trunk, you're going to see little hands on the.
Duendes? Duendes?
Yeah, little duendes pushing your car.
Nah.
Let's go.
I don't know about that.
I'm down to go to.
If you ever been to Gravity Hill, put that in the comments and tell us
your
story.
That's some valley shit.
In the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah.
But what city in the valley is it in?
I think it's Silmar area. Yeah.
I believe it. By the way, Silmar Juvenile Hall is the most depressing thing in the world. Because it's, like, right by the mountains. It's so, like, sad way. Like, you really? Look good. Dude, bro. Like, at least
I would think, like, you see nature and it's beautiful.
No, it's depressing.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well.
All right, y'all.
I love you, Silmar. And then, yeah, we'll see you
guys. Like, comment, subscribe.
What's it called? Gravity Hill?
Yeah, Gravity Hill.
Oh, because of the, like, the.
Yeah.
So they believe in Sir gravity, Isaac not Newton. Ghosts. Why they should have called the Ghost Hill? Mm.